At the Vietnam Veterans Memorial today, one of the speakers will be Army Captain David Moses. He has served two tours of duty in Iraq, and he calls that a miracle. David Moses' original first name was Muzambuku. It means trouble or time of unrest. He was one of the lost boys of Sudan, the thousands of children driven from their homes by civil war. Separated from his family when he was 14, Moses walked with other teenagers in the wilderness until they reached a refugee camp. We ask Captain Moses to our studios to hear more of his story.
When we left Sudan, we were still, you know, trying to hide from the government soldiers. And of course, we have to worry about the wild animals. But I had many, many other boys who are also in the same situation. And so we were able to encourage each other until we reached our destination, the refugee camp in Kenya.
You spent that time in a refugee camp in Kenya and then came to the U.S. as a refugee, ended up in South Dakota. What did you think when you showed up there?
It was a huge culture shock for me. I came from a tropical type climate, and I ended up in the harsh winters of South Dakota. I had to adjust to that. I went and worked in a meat company. I was like in a huge deep freezer, working on a production line, picking half a pig from one machine and putting it on the other.
David Moses managed to get out of that meatpacking plant. He enrolled in college and he joined the ROTC program. 5 years ago, the young man who'd fled Sudan's civil war found himself in another war zone, this time as an American officer in Iraq. In his words, it was deja vu, like the conflict he fled from in southern Sudan, with one difference.
It was different because when I was in Sudan, I was just a civilian, and I was just a kid. And so when bullets started flying, my natural instinct would try to look for cover. But when I was in Iraq, I had men that I had to lead. When bullets started flying over there, of course, I wanted to run and take cover, but I had a job to do. I had to lead my platoon.
When you stand before the Vietnam Memorial and you give your talk to others who've been to war, what will be the thing that will be most important to you?
To honor and remember those who paid the ultimate price in the name of freedom. When I was in Iraq, I had a friend, a fellow platoon leader, that paid the ultimate price. So it would be an appropriate occasion to honor their sacrifice.
His name is obviously not on the Vietnam Memorial, but if his name was listed there, what would it be and what would it say?
It would say U.S. Army Second Lieutenant Leonard M. Cowherd, died May 16, 2004, in Karbala, Iraq, while securing a building near the Mukayam Mosque.
Captain Moses, thank you very much for talking with us.
I also wanted to add one other thing, if you don't mind.
Yes, absolutely.
There are many reasons why I joined the U.S. Army, but part of it was because when I was growing up, as I was going through all my struggles, many people went out of their way to help me out, especially when I came to this country. And so joining the U.S. Army was a way for me to give back, to serve my adopted country, because I know I'm representing something that is greater than myself.
Captain David Moses has served two tours of duty in Iraq. He'll be speaking today at the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.